Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Quarter to four, go on.
Yeah, just very quickly, we're going to get to Nick Newman very soon.
Of course we are.
But just to be, just so everyone is clear, I've got some feedback. If you're going to try the raw potato, they're saying really do it in moderate, very small amounts because it apparently might cause some digestive issues.
Carlton membership day, 1300 Carlton is the number to go to.
But in small doses, no problems.
Join up before 7:30 tonight and you go into the running to win this signed footy. By the entire Carlton football team, there will be an NN, Nick Newman, on that footy signed with a Sharpie. It's not some AI-generated thing that Gazy was trying to suggest it was earlier on in the show.
No.
It is an actual signature by actual human beings. And Nick Newman, who's a good friend of the program, joins us on the show. Nick, thanks for coming on the program again, mate. We appreciate it.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me on again.
Are you a, just before you get stuck into the footy stuff, are you an eater of raw potatoes?
I'm not. I did just jump on and, hear Gazy.
Yeah.
On a rant about raw potatoes, and I thought, geez, you blokes are dealing with some pressing issues in the sporting landscape.
Nick, you don't understand.
I had some mashed potato last night, but yeah, I won't be in a rush to try the raw potatoes.
Isn't that amazing? I had mashed potato last night too.
Well, it's pretty common.
Nicky Newman and I are on the same page.
Well, a lot of people are having mashed potato.
You're on the same page.
Bit of gravy. What did you, what was the main item with the mashed potato?
Just some chicken breast, mate. Yeah, had the brothers over for dinner, and Sam cooked some lovely chicken breast and mash and some veg, mate.
Beautiful, magnificent.
Cooked potato, not raw.
How is Josh and Mav going? Are they going along nicely?
Yeah, the brothers going well. Brother Josh plays footy and coaching down at our local club in Mornington, and the youngest brother's in the theatre arts sector, and he's going all right.
Has he got a show running around at the moment?
No, he's just about to start rehearsals for a new show, so he's got a few things on the go, but he's not in one at the moment, but he's about to start rehearsals in Melbourne next week, so
he's a superstar.
They're both going well. He's the most talented one out of the lot,
mate. He does his show by himself. My wife's Melinda's been on.
Why haven't you been?
Well, that other things I've had to get to.
Of course you have.
He gets up there.
The number of things he doesn't go to because he's busy.
No, but he gets up there because, and he does he writes the whole show. Well, he's a one-man.
Well, maybe Melinda should be doing this radio show instead of you. And then she could be telling us some actual story about based on something
she's actually done. How good it is.
What about him yesterday, Nick? I don't know whether you heard this story, but he proposed to Melinda while she was sitting on the can. In their house with the door shut. And that's when he proposed to her.
No,
while she was
open.
On the dunny. She wasn't hiding from him. She was.
Romance at its finest.
What about that?
Come on.
I thought you would have come up with something better than that.
Where are you at in that? Have you popped the question yet or not?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, he's engaged.
I got engaged over the Christmas break to my beautiful partner, Sam.
Yep. And how'd you do it?
Just down at the local beach in Mount Martha. We grew up down on the peninsula and went down there and there was a few more people around than I would have liked. But I got down there and it was too late to postpone it any longer. I'd waited 12 years. I thought I can't make it wait any longer. So I did it down there. But it went mostly to plan, which is nice.
One knee? Were you down on one knee and did you have the ring? There at the time?
Yep. Down on one knee and had the ring. And, my two brothers and brother's partner were just hiding up the back with the camera and a bowl of wine, champagne. And so, did it down there. And,
I love it.
It all went well.
What do I reckon about, I think Tom Harley scotched this as a rumour, but when Tom Harley proposed to his now wife, he was at beachside as well. And the initial story that was going around, now don't laugh at me here, the initial story that was going around was that as he proposed, a dolphin swam up to them in the shallows and the ring was on the end of its snout.
I don't believe it. I do not believe it.
Tom Arley.
No, I'm telling you,
that was the story on, that was...
got to be an old wife.
Yeah, he's kidding himself.
It's the most ridiculous story.
He got a trained dolphin.
Got to beat your mayo on that.
Yeah, of course it did. Hey, Nick, I know...
It was at Monkey Mire, you can understand, because they come right up to you there. But how you get the ring?
Of them.
You get the ring to stay on its snout.
Yeah, that's impressive.
That's exactly.
I don't call up.
I don't either. Yeah. Nick. Hey Nick, I know you take it 1 week at a time, and you guys have been flying along magnificently, and everything seems to be falling into place. But you've got Adelaide this week coming up at Marvel Stadium, and they're going to be just red hot. They're going to be coming at you really hard. But have you happened to look? Have you cast your eye over the next four or five games at all, and have seen what I know there's no easy games, but have you seen what's coming ahead?
We're aware of sort of who we play in the next few weeks, and we've got a pretty tough block of opponents, but we're definitely focused on Adelaide this week. You know, you're aware of the games you've got coming up and who you're playing against, but as I firmly said on Adelaide this week, and even though they're probably not playing as well as they would have liked, we're under no illusions. We learnt firsthand how powerful they can be, and in last year in Gather Round, and they gave us a good touch up last year. So our eyes are sort of firmly fixed on Adelaide this week, and have no doubt it'll be a tough game, and they're going to be pretty revved up, as you said. So, we've got to be ready for that.
There's a spot in the side with Lachie Fogarty going out. Will he be replaced by Sam Walsh?
Well, I think as long as he gets through training, he'll be available. So, that'd be nice. He's a pretty handy inclusion to have. And we sort of got beaten up a little bit around the clearances on the weekend. So, it's pretty handy to have a player like him to come in and hopefully help that. So, we've got a session later in the week, and I think all things going well, then hopefully get through that and he'll be available.
You probably don't win the game unless Zach Williams did what he did when he took a few on and sliced his way through a heap of players on that half-forward flank. It was the old Zach Williams. To your eye, where's he at in terms of, he's obviously good enough to be playing, but as he's sort of been building week after week, have you been watching him going, geez, he's the sharpness of this bloke's coming back?
I think so, yeah. I think, I've gone through a similar thing where you've done a knee and you miss, a really long period of time. And while you get back to a position to be able to play, it does sometimes take a little bit of time to sort of really find your feet and get used to the rhythm and the speed of the game. And I think Zach's been playing his role and playing really well, but I well and truly think that his best footy is still ahead of him this year. And, while offensively wasn't huge for him on the weekend, he played on Michael Walters and did a terrific job. I think Walters had six or seven touches and kicked a goal that Zach couldn't do much about. And he was awesome doing that role. But then, we did get to see a little bit of a glimpse of some of his strengths and his weapon to be able to take the game on in a really crucial time and be courageous to do that was... he doesn't do that. We probably don't win the game. So, it's been great having him back, and I think he's going to really build into the year nicely.
Nick, there was a lot of stuff we had to talk to you about off the top, how Gazy proposed and mashed potato and raw spuds and all the rest of it. So, we could have asked you about the Fremantle finish and the controversy, but you're probably sick of all that sort of stuff anyway. So, we'll let you go, Shags, and we'll speak to you soon.
Yeah. In the news, more than happy to speak about raw potatoes.
Right.
Well done, Nick.
I don't think they'll be in any headlines.
No, that's true.
I don't know.
Good luck this week, mate. We appreciate your time.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Nick, well done, great friend of the show. Become a three-game Carlton member, and the club will double your access to six games, all for just $99. Give the club a call, 1300 Carlton. Lines are open until 7:30 tonight.